This is a dictation for Taylor Nelson, T-A-Y-L-E-R, N-E-L-S-O-N, Date of Service is 10/22/2025. Date of birth 3/2/1995. Date of accident 4/25/2025. Patient reports that she has an ongoing pain in the area of upper back, which to the tune of 7. And lower back pain is also 7, with occasional radiation to the posterior part of the back of the thighs and back of the buttocks, off and on. And felt as numbness and tingling. Patient also reports ongoing numbness and weakness of the right upper arm to the tune of 4/5. She also reports of motor weakness of the right leg. And she has not fallen or any accident since then. Pain in the right elbow is reported gently to the tune of 4. No headaches are reported at this time, no dizziness, vertigo, no symptoms of TBI except loss of memory. The pains are 4 to 8, ADLs are affected 6, 40 to 50% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review, addiction issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 148/77, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 9/22/2025, dictation number 0922-010. Plan is to provide the patient with following medication: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Alavil 50 mg twice a day for GAD disorder, sleep and anxiety, pain relief, Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for anxiety, panic, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for the pain relief, and also neuropathic pain. Physical therapy 2 times a week for the neck and the lower back. Patient is suspected to have a sacroiliitis, for that also. We discuss the role of laser treatment, which has been added 2 times a week. Acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, traction massage is ordered. And patient is released to light duty job 7/5 days with 5-pound lifting limit. Is also referred to Dr. Mustafa, who is an acupuncturist and a chiropractic, for further treatment. EMG of the right upper extremity is ordered to identify the motor weakness of the right upper extremity. His maps are reviewed, labs are reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance. And MRIs have been reviewed, and patient was informed that she will benefit from a series of epidural injections to the cervical and lumbar region, 4 to 5 injections to the lumbar and 1 or 2 injections to the cervical spine to find some relief. Thank you. But patient has declined. Patient also do not want any surgical options, including spinal cord stimulation device or any consultation with a spine surgeon.